You have to feel bad for Jordan Reed. For those of you who don't know, he's a football player, a tight end here in Washington, whom for one reason or another hasn't been able to stay on the field for what could have been a very explosive NFL career. He's in the concussion protocol for the fourth time in his career, and he's played only six seasons, which just feels scary to say aloud. It happened again this week during a preseason game against the Falcons. I'm genuinely starting to worry that football is not what this human was destined to do. In an era in which brain injuries and head trauma are, pun understood, allegedly top of mind for the league, Reed's story really makes me nervous. We recently saw the death of Nick Bonacani, a longtime NFL star for the Miami Dolphins, who made an entire documentary before he passed about how CTE effectively ruined his and his family's life. Now, we've got Antonio Brown, a soon-to-be Hall of Fame receiver for the Oakland Raiders, complaining about the use of a safe helmet. It's sad and it's unfortunate, but the truth is, sometimes you have to go farther than you want to protect guys from themselves on the football field. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.